Martha and Reverend Dr. Carroll will be doing the workshop next week because they are the co-authors. So, and if I didn't say that earlier, I'm like, I don't know what I said. But it's going to be just the most amazing workshop, you can tell, right? Let's give them a hand. Fantastic. I'm so excited. That was fantastic. Of course, then it's like, touched the heart, and it's like, oh, I didn't know what was going to happen. So, I love how spirit works, because everything I'm talking about is exactly what you were talking about. There's only one mind, and I was thinking about how I really love to wear my rose-colored glasses and just see the, not because I'm hungover, I'm not. I love to see things from the bright side, and yet we want to get in the habit of not doing a spiritual bypass. Like, it would have been easy for Martha to just say, you know, I'm just going to forget about that. I'm going to forget about it. But until we really do the work, it's still there. Sometimes we have like that little burr under our saddle, and it's like, oh, let me pretend it's not there. We want to just do the spiritual bypass and pretend, oh, everything's good, best day ever, yay! And maybe I didn't do the work. A few weeks ago, I talked about how CSL is not a comfort zone. We come to this teaching, and we are pushed out of our comfort zone. And we get the opportunity to work through our stuff. I did want to say our crap. So we get to work through our crap, right? Work through it. Forgive people of the past. Forgive ourselves. And really take a hard look at ourselves. What am I holding on to? Today's talk title is Desire, Opinion, and Revelation. And I was thinking about this. It's like, yeah, we have certain desires. Yet, is that really my desire? Or is that somebody else's desire? Is it the media telling me that I want this? Or is it really something of the heart? And why do I want it? So taking that time to go within so that we can really check in with ourselves, is this really what I'm wanting? Now, I was doing a spiritual bypass for a little while on something that I kept thinking, well, I'm everything's perfect, everything's fine, everybody's in their own little world, yet once in a while, we have a situation that happens that we keep holding on to, and I'm a firm believer that if it keeps popping up, then it's some work that maybe we want to do. So I had a situation where I had done something I thought was really, really nice for someone. I invited them in, and I actually got them a job, and then they closed the door on me and were mean and said mean things to other people about me, and I thought, well, that's not who I am. That's not defining me. That's only defining them. Well, I can say that all day long, but once in a while, you have to have that hard conversation with yourself. It's like, do I need to go have a conversation with this person? Because I don't want to keep recreating the same thing, because I'm definitely not a doormat. None of us really love confrontation, to my knowledge. Anybody in here love confrontation? Whoa, confrontation! Let me just go have some conflict with someone. So one of the things I love to do is write and rip. I can write anything I want to on paper. Write it out, rip it up, get it out of me, and then remind myself that I have let that go. Yet once in a while, we have to have that conversation. And I love to start out like this, as one professional to another, what I've noticed, because I can stand on my righteous high horse, what I've noticed is that you weren't talking very nice about me. So my preference would be that you be a professional, and if you have something to say about me, come directly to me and say it, because it's not going to help anyone else. If we go tell everyone else what we think about someone else, that's an opinion. That's our opinion. And again, it doesn't define that other person. It only defines the person that's speaking about it. So I did what I needed to do, had the conversation. I felt very empowered, feeling very good about myself. And then I'm visualizing that everything in this person's world is just uplifted by the fact that we had a conversation, we pull out that little sliver, and life is good. And regardless of anything that happens with the other person, I get to move about with myself, because it's like I've healed it with myself, so I don't have to go through that again. Easy to get on the spiritual righteousness. In my world, I'm right. And in their world, they're absolutely right too. So it's all good. I once upon a time, I worked for a company where it was against the rules of the company to talk about anyone else. In fact, it was in the contract. It was respectful communication. We had to sign a contract that said, I will not talk about anyone else unless they're present. If I am caught talking about somebody else and they are not present, I will be terminated. No ifs, no buts, no ands. Yeah, it was the most professional group. It was all women. It was the most professional group. Just saying. It was the most professional group I've ever worked with. Because if I have an issue with someone and I go tell everyone else, I'm not helping. I'm just being part of the problem. If I have an issue with someone, let me use my professionalism and go and have a conversation as one professional to another. What I've noticed is that we tend to have a disagreement about this. So as professionals, let's come to a solution that's going to be workable for both of us. So making sure that we're having those conversations, and if we have an opportunity to feel our emotions instead of just hiding from them, and we get to confront them and say, you know what, this is an issue and I can't just spiritual bypass over it. Oh, everything's good, everything's fine, and then it keeps popping up. If it keeps popping up, there's something to do with that. Spirit's saying do something with that. So having those conversations, I think, can be very crucial for our own self. And not making someone wrong, because if we could say you, three fingers are pointing back at us, and we're really talking more about us, it's like, you know, here's what I've noticed as one professional to another. So looking at things from rose-colored glasses, sometimes we're not feeling our feelings. And it's like, all right, let me feel my feelings, and let me get really clear about them. How many of you journal? I love journaling because journaling brings me full circle back to what I'm really feeling. It's like, okay, is this something that I can just, in my creative visualization, heal? Is this something that I can forgive and move forward? And because we have layers, anybody else have layers? Layers of stuff. It's like I may feel I have something healed and then I get to heal one more layer. Yay! Which means doing the work. Instead of just pretending everything's okay, I'm going to sit down with myself and have a conversation and say, you know what? I'm feeling sad about this, or I'm feeling angry about this. And let me get it out of me so it's not toxic going anywhere else. Let me rip it up and put it aside. And let me step into that spiritual part of who I am and say, I feel clear. I feel love. And I've removed those thorns in my side, the burr under the saddle. I'm from Nebraska, so that's what we say. I guess some of the cowboys out here say it too, right? Anybody? Okay. Ernest Holmes says this in this thing called Life. In order to assess strong new beliefs that have the power to shatter old faulty ones, we must enter the stillness, consciously releasing the habitual thought that filters our perceptions. It is the uncluttered simplicity of stillness that we receive the revelation. This is where all the insights come from, when we sit in the stillness. And for me to still my mind, if I have something that keeps speaking to me, it's like, all right, that inner committee, that voice, whatever's happening that's pulling me away from the stillness, it's like, all right, let me do a little writing and ripping and get that out of me. I call it purging on paper, because it's like, or verbal vomit, whatever you want to call it. It's like, let me get it out of me so that I can sit in the stillness and see the love in everyone. The greatest thing that I learned from this teaching is that the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between you and me. So if I'm talking about someone else, spirit, of course, is saying, the subconscious mind says, yes, that's true for you. Yes, that's true for you. So of course we want to see the love and the good and the beauty in life. And there is a lot of stuff going on right now. And yet, it's like the pendulum swings both ways. A lot of interesting things happening in the world, yet there are more people that are becoming awakened, more people reading Wayne Dyer, Louise Hayes, Deepak Chopra, that are awakening to this wonderful teaching, knowing that we are creating our own reality. And I, from my viewpoint, feel like all these people awakening, this over here, the other stuff that's happening is like a catalyst, because when tragedy and things happen, people are like, I don't even know where to go with this. What is mine to do with this? And so we're searching. We're searching out here many times for the love that is right in here. And being at that space of, I want to be joyful. Brené Brown, who's a wonderful writer, talks about joyfulness is a very vulnerable place to be, because in our human mind, we're, well, who am I to be joyous when all this other stuff is going on? Well, who are you not to be? Because when we express joy, it's giving that childlike, loving energy out into the universe. So the more we can be in that space of joy, the more we can send that ripple of love and joyfulness out into the universe. And that's really what we want to do. And it comes down with making peace with ourselves. And for me, that took a long time. Anybody else have trouble making peace with themselves? For me, it took a long time because I went around with a belief that I wasn't good enough. I was raised in a small town in Nebraska, and Monday mornings, school would start, and all these other kids were talking about all the vacations they went on and all the great things that they did. And it's like, oh, my dad and mom were at the bar all weekend, so what do I talk about? I'm not going to be talking about anything. And we may have different stories, and then we start having beliefs about everybody else is different. Everybody else is special. Everybody else gets to. And then we hold ourselves small, and we develop a belief about ourselves. So to be able to take that belief down and put that down and say, everything I went through was absolutely amazing and perfect because I gathered tools throughout my lifetime that allow me to do the great things that I love to do today. So making peace with ourselves and putting down everything else and not being afraid to be who we are and to be vulnerable and say, you know what? Been there too, did that. And it's all good because it's all spirit guiding and directing us. So making peace with our past, making peace with ourselves, making peace with everyone else, that everyone's on their right and perfect path. Everything's happening for some reason, either as a catalyst or for something for us to learn. And sometimes we may sit in that space of, why is this happening? I don't even understand it. Well, that's where getting in touch with our own emotions and then releasing and letting go and know that spirit is guiding and directing us, that really all there is love. And it's that still small space inside of us. Ernest Holmes talks about a space inside of us that has never been touched. The law of life is like a mirror. It reflects back to us the images of your thoughts exactly as you think them. We are surrounded by, immersed in, and there's a flowing through us something. Call it what you will, but there is that still small space in us that's never been harmed, that's never been hurt. It's that pure and perfect spirit, and it's right inside of us. So honoring and allowing it. I remember hearing about a Sunday school teacher who asked the class, what do you know about God? And some little girl raises her hand. She said, I know that God is a great artist. How do you know? Our Father who does art in heaven. yet that's putting it out there, knowing that Spirit is flowing through us, Father, Mother, God. It's all right here. Great artists, great expressions that we are. We get to plant the seeds of that which we are wanting. Now, a belief is only a thought that we keep thinking. A belief is only a thought that we keep thinking. So if we want to have a different belief about ourselves, a different belief about the world, then of course we want to have a different thought, which means finding a mantra. What mantras can I find about myself? That I'm whole, perfect, and complete. That life is good. That I dance my way through life. Or in a few weeks it'll be roller skating, so I'll be roller skating through life. And finding that space of being able to forgive. You know, when I listen to someone like Martha, who has been through so much in her life, it's like, well, who am I to not forgive? Somebody else who's gone through so much stuff. And then how do you do that? How do you let that go? And how do you continue to keep that forgiveness and that slate clean? Remember those little Etch-a-Sketches we used to, you'd write on and then you'd lift the page and it's all gone? Wouldn't that be nice? Let's have life be like that. Okay, that's gone. New day. Let's create something new. What am I going to create today? I'm knowing that your workshop next week is going to be so fabulous. I'm excited. In fact, we should videotape that so I can watch it too. Fantastic. Wallace Wattles says in The Science of Getting Rich, magic carpet, the creative power within it. Sorry, I have a lot of notes here. I'm just excited. There's so much good stuff going on. It's like, blah, I just want to give it all. And I'm knowing that it's already here and you're getting exactly what you need, whether I say it or not. Because the divine, amazing creation that you are is always receiving and receptive to that universal spirit and the language of whatever is happening in the spiritual realm is happening in, as, and through you. So even if I'm amazingly brilliant and you're not hearing that, you're going to hear your own amazing brilliance that's happening. The creative power within us makes us into the image of that which we give our attention to. Ernest Holmes goes on to say, the greatest gift life could have made to you is yourself. You are a spontaneous, self-choosing center in life, in the great drama of being, the great joy of becoming, the certainty of eternal expansion. You could not ask for more, and more could not have been given. And the only block, the only barrier to any of our good is within our own selves. So it's like, what are you believing about yourself every day? What story are you telling? I remember driving down the road with my youngest son, Andrew, and I started telling him a story, and I could see him smiling, and I looked at him, I'm like, oh, I've told you this story before. And he's like, yeah, you have. I'm like, why didn't you say anything? He said, you like this story. Oh, we love our stories, don't we? Oh, some of our stories can get so juicy and so good. And that's awesome as long as it's a good story about the winner and about thriving and about the wonderful hero within, because we're on the hero's journey. So here's my charge to you this week, is to really take a little bit of time and look at what's going on. So I wrote down some things to do. Write and rip. Get it out of you. I do love to see the sunshine, the blue sky, even when it's snowing or raining. I just want to see the good in absolutely everything, yet sometimes something hits you at the core, and it's like, you know what? This is a little burr in my saddle. I need to get this out of me. So if there's something going on, write, rip, let it go. Let it go. And then when you try and pick it up again, because many times we do that, put it down. Remind yourself, oh, yeah, I put that down. Or maybe I have one more level to go. I got a layer going on here. Write and rip again. A time or two or ten, whatever it takes, and then let it go. And it's like, all right, what am I creating instead of that story and that thought? Because our mind is so full of stuff. Let's fill it up with something new. So once we put that down, put in something new. Put in a new tape. That life is good and things are divine and life is flowing so beautifully. Get that vision so clearly. And then have a belief about you that says, I am enough. I'm enough just as I am. So do some writing and ripping, and then some affirming. And I love to do affirming with mirror work. Look in the mirror and say, I'm enough. Life is good. And each and every one of us are individualized, beautiful expressions. Creative brilliance couldn't have been any better when it created you. So allow yourself to have your way with life. So let's take all of this as we enter into the stillness and go inside our heart of hearts, releasing any of the habitual thoughts that we've had in the past that filter our perception. And let's have a new belief, a new thought, knowing that there is one mind, one infinite intelligence, knowing that life is flowing with ease and grace as we breathe in the fullness of life. Breathe it in, knowing that we are here to express and to play, to allow that beautiful creation of spirit in human form to do the spiritual, beautiful, lovely dance of life. Knowing that there's only one, that we're all connected. That as you lift up yourself, you lift up the vibration of the universe. The universe is calling. Lift up to a higher thought, a higher belief, a higher knowing of who you are. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person here that every cell is vibrating at a whole new level, a whole new light, that there is healing, there is love, there is joy. There is that allowing of the playful nature to just come out and play. Be ye of little children with faith, with love, with that gentle allowing yourself to do as you choose, knowing that it's already so for each one of us. That we've released the old and we step right now into the light and the love of the new. This is a new day. This is a new moment. And life begins right here with a new thought, a new belief about the I am. I am brilliant. Taking it in as first person, I am love. I am joy. I am loving. I am forgiven. I am enough. And in great, great gratitude, knowing this is so, I just release this into the universal action of the law, knowing that it is already done. As we anchor this in mind together by stating, and so it is. And so it is. Thank you.